Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday and welcome on in to today's FreightWaves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix here with Mary O'Connell. It's Tuesday, so it's time to get acquainted with this week's episode of Chat Call, our favorite show for the 3PLs in the world. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Anytime, guys. You know that Tuesday mornings are best spent right here with you guys. Nowhere else I'd rather be.
Absolutely. And make sure you just hang out here on FreightWaves to be with us for the rest of your day as well. Today, we are talking all about sustainability. I would say probably the industry's favorite buzzword that has a lot of very, very broad implications, and specifically talking about sustainability for your 3PL, which I think is an even broader topic. Go ahead and break us down a little bit. Who's your guest and what are we covering this week on Chat Call?
So this week we get to talk to Mike Jarrett. We've talked to him in the past, but last time, you know, we talked about building a culture and kind of, you know, the best way to keep your employees engaged and kind of foster that nurturing aspect. But this week we jump into kind of the sustainability world, what shippers are looking for, and really kind of how you can better serve your shippers and also, you know, help the environment at the same time, which is honestly a win-win for everyone, in my opinion.
When it comes to tracking sustainability initiatives, it can be kind of difficult to do if you're a 3PL, especially if you're an asset-light 3PL, because you really have to rely on the reporting of your carriers to prove that you are doing good if it comes to reducing empty miles or running on alternative fuels, whatever you have you. It's ultimately up to those carriers reporting. You can't just track that yourself. So can you talk a little bit about how necessary that is to have a good carrier 3PL relationship in order to foster that direct communication around sustainability and then build the shipper 3PL relationship?
Oh, absolutely. So you'll have because most shippers The most publicly traded shippers are really kind of looking at their current carbon footprint and then also, all right, well, how do I report on it? What is my baseline? Where do I have any year over year, you know, show of savings or anything like that? Because, you know, it's not necessarily been something that's reported on, and it's something that potentially could be something that publicly traded companies will have to start disclosing. But most are already doing it because it's kind of becoming an industry standard, especially among some of the larger shippers in each vertical. So it's one of those where it's coming. It's just a matter of kind of working out those little nuances of how we report how much carbon it is. And as a result of that, needing to report that on the shipper level, and then also potentially on your freight broker or your carrier, depending on their size, they need those tools as well, because that shipper is going to say, okay, well, I need to know, you know, those scope 1, 2, and 3 emissions. And so that's going to come from, all right, well, how much emissions, how big of a footprint does my freight brokerage have as a result of, you know, working for me? And then how big do those carriers have as a result of working for me? So that's something that I think, to not have any visibility or not have any data on that at all, is a missed opportunity, because shippers are increasingly going to start looking at it. I think I saw the other day that like 70% of shippers are focusing on ESG initiatives this year. And so, and that goes just for more than sustainability. But today we're just focusing on sustainability. And that is, that's something that's not going to go down anytime soon. That's only going to continue to increase. So it's something that, you know, if you don't really have a plan for, or you don't see a lot of, you know, you don't see a lot of return that could come from that investment, it's time. It's time to jump on it.
The pressure to be greener and be more sustainable is increasing just day by day. And the opportunity to do that is also increasing. And we're seeing a lot of opportunity come in the way of alternative fuels, and not just the sudden jump from diesel powered to electric vehicles, but taking these kind of what me and Alan Adler like to call step fuels, right? A transition to, instead of regular burning diesel, to clean burning diesel, to renewable diesel, then to natural gas, and then to hydrogen, and then eventually to this electric transition. Can you talk a little bit about these alternative fuels and what that means for your 3PL and how you can both quantify and track their usage and also prove again that it's valuable for a shipper? Maybe they're paying a little bit higher rate to get that load moved with an alternative fuel, but they're also then, you know, being green.
So I've seen a lot of success that comes from, you know, a 3PL coming in and saying, hey, you know, you're a large shipper. There's maybe 10 loads a day out of one facility. Maybe, and they all kind of stay within, basically they become enough that could be a dedicated fleet. So a lot of success comes from, you know, encouraging that shipper to get a dedicated fleet. Cause then, you know, even if you are on diesel, you're still running, you're still cutting down on your empty miles. But a lot of those smaller fleets and those dedicated fleets, it's easier to get them to one of those alternative fuels. Cause you're not ever going more than 200 to 250 miles from that warehouse. And so if you have that kind of capability or that refueling stage situation there at that warehouse or that distribution center or wherever they're picking up from, to have something near there is a game changer, because then you can introduce that maybe newer fuel that's harder to get over the road. You can introduce that into a smaller sector and kind of work out what works best for you and your business there. And that's kind of a easier step than saying, okay, well, I'm going to put a hydrogen truck on over the road and they got to go 800 miles and hope that they come across a hydrogen refueling station. So, because those alternative fuels, that's the one downside is, you know, diesel, you can find at any truck stop anywhere, but it's a little trickier to find some of those alternative fuels. So that's where you have to, you know, think a little bit further. And as that 3PL, you really do have to kind of educate and advocate for your shipper and say, okay, well, you know, if you want to reduce your carbon emissions, maybe jumping on a natural gas or a hydrogen one is great. Or if you have a pretty sizable yard, change all of your yard vehicles to electric, because they can be plugged in throughout the day and they're never really leaving a confined area. So it's some of those little steps that you can do, because like anything, sustainability, you don't have to become you don't have to become like have a zero carbon footprint overnight. Just the little steps you take throughout the like small changes is better than nothing. And that's really all that everyone's asking, is taking those small steps and honestly really just taking a look at what you currently have. So if you make no changes, what is your current carbon footprint, and just how do you kind of capture all that data? Because it's not easy to do. And so that's where, you know, having a strong technology partner, a strong carrier partner, a strong shipper, and everyone on board with the same thing, that is absolutely crucial to make sure that everyone in that supply chain can get the correct data that they need to really capture their own carbon emissions as well.
So you mentioned your guest today is coming from Jarrett. Talk a little bit about where they sit in the sustainability space and some of the partnerships that they are involved in that really help make them a good partner for folks looking to up their sustainability game.
Yeah, so Jarrett is they are 3PL, and they have a carbon dashboard that their customers can use. So basically, it's available to all of their customers. It's just a matter of if you want to participate in it or not, and it'll show how much like you've generated and all that. It's just like, you know, a normal login dashboard where you can see all your loads and everything like that. And you can just go ahead and see all of your carbon emissions with that too. And so one of the other cool things that they do is that they are a SmartWay partner. And that's something that is just an additional EPA program that carriers and brokers and everyone can just sign up to go through. And that it's just kind of another stamp of approval that says, hey, these guys are doing the right thing. They are trying to reduce those carbon emissions, and they are trying to care more about their impact on the environment and other stuff like that, which to me is pretty cool. And I would always make sure to look for that SmartWay partner if that's something that's important to me and my business, if I'm a shipper or a broker or a carrier.
I think that's awesome. If you want to make sure that you align with people that share your same values, those people are out there. You just got to do a little bit of work to find them. Mary, thank you for joining us this morning for our Check Call Community Spotlight. Where can people go if they want more from you?
Well, if you want more, just keep watching YouTube. Or if, you know, you have a lull, you can go to the Check Call playlist on YouTube, catch all the old episodes there. And then if that's not your style, you can go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and catch old episodes there. And if you're more of a visual, I want to read it, you can subscribe to the newsletter on freightwaves.com/checkcall.
All right, Mary, we will catch up with you later on today and see you next week.
Thanks, guys.